Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden, people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help our kids, and it's going to help our country.
Wait, Nikki Haley said what?
Every person on social media should be verified.
What's she talking about there? If you're a regular listener to the Battleground America podcast, you know exactly what she's talking about when she says every person on social media should be verified. She's talking about digital IDs. I told you this was coming. What's so shocking is who delivered the message. I've been waiting any day now to hear this message from the Biden administration. Ever since back in August, when Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation unveiled their digital ID system for the world and announced that they would be giving it away. In fact, encouraged the world's governments and businesses to download it and make people authenticate, verify, as Nikki Haley said, their identity in order to be able to interact online. I even warned you to look out for this. It was going to come at you somehow. I didn't think it would come from Haley, but that's exactly what she's talking about. I've warned for a long time after watching her as our governor since 2015. She's not a Democrat. She's not a Republican. She's a globalist. Her money comes out of the Bush cabal. Now, you might be thinking, that's okay, Tara. I wasn't going to vote for Nikki Haley anyway. Good. But that's not the point of this podcast. The point of this is, it's coming. It's going to be the basis for the Chinese-style social credit system they want to implement here. In fact, just as it is in China, digital ID is literally the key, the basis that social credit system runs on. And there's a very good, very specific reason Nikki Haley brought this up yesterday. Stay tuned. I'll explain. It'll tie everything going on in the world together. But first, I want to warn you, she's already lying about it after getting busted. In fact, her campaign was on CNBC this morning claiming, no, she was just talking about digital ID for Russians and Chinese and, yeah, bad people, not you. But let's listen to the second interview she did yesterday on another podcast. She was really clear. This is for everybody.
They need to verify every single person on their outlet because, and I want it by name. Because when,
what about Smug? Does he qualify?
I've provided them with my government.
If Smug is on your driver's license, then, and look, you can put Smug in parentheses, but I want everybody's name.
Again, don't miss the lesson of this moment. This isn't about Nikki Haley. I'm hoping this torpedoes her presidential campaign, because right now on Twitter, hashtag fascist is trending in relation to her, and hashtag Nikki Haley is trending in relation to fascist. So people are figuring it out. Again, this isn't about her. What it's about is she let the cat out of the bag. Let me tell you why this is on her mind, why this was so important. She said it was the first thing she'd do when elected, why this was so important. She brought it up twice yesterday, because this is the plan, and our elites on both sides of the aisle are on. But there's a specific reason this is on her mind right now. And that's because it's really hot right now with the World Economic Forum authoritarian wannabe set in the world. Why? Just last week, the World Economic Forum had a forum on digital ID. It was called, I just talked about it the other day, 50 in 5. Get 50 countries, the U.S. is one of the targeted countries, to adopt digital ID with verification. Got to be verified before you can use any part of the internet, including social media, banking, etc. That itself is the basis for central bank digital currency, where the government then can control how you spend your money. But we'll get into that in a minute. You probably already know about it. What did they have last week at the World Economic Forum? A forum called 50 in 5 to target getting 50 countries to adopt Bill Gates' digital ID system, to download it and implement it in their populations. That was just last week. And last week it was announced, did a podcast on this, the European Union had cut a deal with its member states to implement Bill Gates' digital ID system across Europe. So if you run in those circles, and she does, this is the biggest, most important, hottest thing. And you heard her say that. This is the number one thing I'll do when I'm elected. Well, how do you know she runs in those circles? In 2011, she was named to the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders honoree list. And that confers, you do a bunch of training with them. They fly you all over the globe. You have a permanent invite to all of their confabs. So the fact she's buzzing about this is because people in her circles are very excited about it right now. They've just conquered Europe. Well, the whole internet, well, Twitter, at least they're allowed to react there, reacted in outrage. And Wokeness, one of the most popular Twitter accounts, it's got 1.8 million followers, reacted in outrage, because what she just essentially said is she's going to dox the whole internet. Got accounts like And Wokeness, we don't know who puts that out, it's anonymous, would have to be in their own names. That means you can't fight their propaganda without your boss seeing it under your name. And that account pointed out something really important. Americans were not allowed to publicly criticize the mandates or COVID-19 vaccines without putting their jobs at risk. Anonymity allowed us to resist. As Governor Ron DeSantis and Charlie Kirk pointed out, wait a minute, founding fathers like Alexander Hamilton and James Madison, they wrote the Federalist Papers anonymously because they would have been hung for what they were saying, that it was critical to the foundation of the Republic. If you want to know how this will really work and what she actually means when she says this,
every person on social media should be verified.
All you've got to do is look to the European Conservative to see how it would work. They analyzed the new law, which will be voluntary at first. But how voluntary are we talking about? Not so voluntary. Quote, these documents will be recognized as means to access online services throughout Europe. What are they saying? Well, you don't have to get one, but you can't go online. Unless you dox yourself, your highly popular Twitter feed, which educates millions, like the End Wokeness feed, yeah, you're not going to be able to access it. In fact, on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation website, it even shows their demo program, which ran in India. And it literally shows a computer terminal in India, and right next to it is the ID verification port. We don't even recognize that in this country because we don't need one to go access online services. They did this in India, and they said, okay, it's voluntary. Well, they've had 99% adoption. Why? Because you can't do anything there without that little online service portal. By the way, you know where else they have those? China, where, again, This is the basis of their system. And this is what makes me so scared, because if we lose the House, the Senate, and the presidency, or maybe even just the presidency, we're totally getting this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And this shows that our elites, including our Republican elites, know it. Now, why is Nikki Haley so eager to say this? She just got a $10 million cash infusion to run ads against Ron DeSantis. From who? Ken Griffin. Who is Ken Griffin? According to his profile on CNBC, he's a member of the World Economic Forum. See how this ties together? This is the number one key objective of the World Economic Forum. This system. Again, Bill Gates' digital ID system is virtually identical to the one China uses as the basis for its social credit system. And as I've told you many times, Haley isn't the only one telling you this. Heck, it was Jerome Powell himself last summer in what I told you was the most important news story of the entire year, who announced when, if we go to central bank digital currency, yes, he could make it anonymous like digital money is right now, like the money in your bank account that's not tied to you, but he said he wouldn't. You would need digital ID to use money. So they're telling you what is coming. It's just fascinating that she's this tied to it. So you get this week, she gets the $10 million. Ken Griffin comes on board. She's got the 10 mil now to annihilate DeSantis. That's been all over the news. And guess what? Suddenly she's crowing about digital ID. Why now? Because this is what these people make you do. They want a statement of commitment that's public. So she's doing it now when not a lot of people are paying attention, rather than next year. It is not an accident that the infusion of cash comes into her bank account for her campaign, the $10 million she needs to try to sack it to Ron DeSantis. Just at this time, she's suddenly hip to digital ID, which is the basis for central bank digital currency and absolute slave-like total control. They are looking for her to publicly side with them in order to keep the money going. They do this. They expect some sort of statement. You can make it low key, but they expect a statement. And that's what she just gave them. Folks, understand this. Her money, and I know I've watched her for years in South Carolina, her money comes out of the same place that Lindsey Graham's does. Nobody gets elected statewide in South Carolina without the endorsement and help of the Lindsey Graham machine. And it runs entirely on Bush money. Now, Google this. Barack Obama had a censorship forum where he talked about the need to limit speech. Well, 2 days on the heels of that, George Bush had his censorship forum where he talked about the need to limit harmful or hateful speech. Again, most specifically speech on our side. That's where her money comes from. This is a key part of their agenda. That's why she has to give voice to it. She's doing it to get the money. What's fascinating is that Nikki Haley sounds just like Democrat Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. She just announced her new program to surveil social media platforms and the speech of New Yorkers and other American citizens. She's going to assign an extra $2.5 million to the state police to do this. And they're going to work with, wait for it, the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force personnel who will be specially assigned to New York. What does this mean? There'll be a number with the New York government that you can call to report speech that upsets you online, even if it's from my social media account right here in South Carolina. Then guess what? I get a phone call from the FBI. You know how scary that would be? And just like in Minnesota, my name goes in the database. Good luck passing an employment background check when you're listed on a counterterrorism database put together by the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force and the New York State Police.
Also, we're very focused on the data we're collecting from surveillance efforts. What's being said on social media platforms? We have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms.
Now think, what do you need to make that work? Digital ID. Exactly what Nikki Haley is proposing. You have to say it in your name so they can more easily find you. And think how else this works. If everybody is verified, you can be canceled, not just on Facebook, but across all social media platforms simultaneously. It can be tied to your bank account, your money. You can be punished. That website you run that's critical to your business, yep, that's tied to your digital ID too. And oh, there, down it goes. See, right now, if they really want to, they can cobble all this together in investigation, but there's no easy cross-reference that operates like your transaction history does in your bank account. What Nikki Haley is proposing would give them that. And she knows it. If she's on board with this, and she says it's the first thing she'd do, and she knows it's coming, who else does too? And what are they waiting for? The end of the 2024 election? I bet that's it. Thank you to PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring today's podcast. On her podcast recently, Dr. Ashley Lucas of PhD Weight Loss talked about something that really hit home for me. How most people, just as they start to lose weight, give up on their weight loss programs. They just can't keep going. That was me. I've lost weight before, so much weight, but put it back on. I've never reached my weight loss goal, and I've never managed to keep it off. Well, I'm 6 months down 29 pounds right now, but I'm almost 9 months into maintenance. In other words, I've kept it off. It's such a relief to finally have a plan, a program that I feel like I can keep doing for the rest of my life. If you thought you could feel that way, wouldn't it be at least worth finding out more about? Go to myphdweightloss.com. Do you know you could do PhD weight loss from home? There's somebody doing it in every state in the nation. Or you could do it over Zoom. It works just as well. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.